Well, Bahraini police have attacked peaceful protesters at the funeral of a demonstrator killed by regime forces. Security forces fired tear gas at peaceful protesters who were shouting slogans against the Al-Khalifa regime. Habib Ibrahim Abdullah died after inhaling poisonous gas fired by security forces near the capital, Manama. His 9-year-old grandson was also injured in the incident. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-regime protests since February 2011. Scores have lost their lives in the government's crackdown. Troops from neighboring Saudi Arabia have been helping Bahrain crush dissent. We're going to cross over to Detroit. We're being joined by Osama Al-Aradi. He's the president of the Bahraini Medical Association. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Aradi. Now, it's almost 2 years into the revolution in Bahrain. Looking back at the course of the events that have taken place since February 2011, how do you judge the zeal and the passion of the Bahraini people and the blowback from the government?
Well, what I can definitely say is that the people of Bahrain are not backing up. You know, they had 120 people who were killed. There are many who are in jail. There are many who had been discriminated against, many who have been sacked, and many been tortured. Many, you know, and they are continuing to on their peaceful demands. They are not going to back off, no doubt about that. Now, the government is still facing them with its operation, with its aggression, and you know, one of the things that they use is the tear gas, which is supposed to be a non-lethal weapon. And as you know, the Bahraini government is using it to kill people. You know, Hajj Habib, who died a couple of days ago, he was suffocated, you know, because he's 80 years old. And as you know, Bahraini government targets people with too many amount, too much of that gas, plus some poisonous gas that we don't know about, in addition to directly hitting homes with these tear gas canisters. Not only that, but they target people, you know, and how many, many young men have died because of direct injuries to their head and to their neck with these tear gas canisters.
Right, let me just cut in there. If you look at Bahraini media today specifically, the scenes they're showing right now of Bahrain is that of jubilation amongst the crowd regarding some football match that the Bahraini team has won. How accurate is that of the depiction of what is actually happening in Bahrain?
Well, I mean, if we want really to see what is going on in Bahrain, we should not look at the Bahraini governed media. Let's look at what the opposition, for example, media is showing. The Lulu TV is showing the real truth. And, you know, these things that happen in the villages, the government do not want to show. And that's one of the reasons that the opposition are going to march this Friday to the capital city, Manama, so that, you know, the media, at least the international media, will show it more and more. And, you know, as you know, there is not too much attention that Bahrain is getting because there is a lot of things being covered. The media does not want to show it. And, you know, that's why Bahrain case is not getting in the international media. But look at the Twitter, look at Facebook, look at these things that are run by the opposition, and you will see the real truth that's going on in Bahrain. At least look, for example, to Al-Wufaq, which still has its website, and it's mentioned about Hajj Habib and how he was killed. So definitely the government would not like these things to appear. It wants to show that the Bahrain is a peaceful country. There's nothing going on, and you know that's what it's trying to do all the time. But I don't think it will succeed because the movement of the opposition is continuing. The Al-Wufaq, for example, already declared that they are not going to participate in 2014 parliament action election. So the government cannot suppress and oppress this forever. It's and the people are going for their demands. They are not backing up with their demands at all.
All right. President of the Bahraini Medical Association, Osama Al-Aradi, they're joining us on the line from Detroit. Mr. Al-Aradi, many thanks for your comments here on Press TV.